Hi there. The word for today is on the marriage covenant. In Ephesians 5 verse 33, Paul writes, "The wife must respect her husband." Now pay close attention to that word must. This is a command from the Lord, not a suggestion or a topic that's open to debate. Notice, the Bible doesn't say that a woman must love her husband, but it does say that she must respect him. And guys, before you take your throne and start handing out degrees, that means you must prove yourself worthy of your wife's respect. To respect your husband is to hold him in esteem and honor. What a woman needs from a man is located in her heart, and what a man needs from a woman is located in his head. It's called ego. Now perhaps you're a wife and you're thinking, well, I'm not going to feed his ego. That would be like your husband saying, I'm not going to feed your heart. Men long to have their egos fed. And when you fail to feed your husband's ego, he may end up vulnerable to somebody else who feeds it for him. As a wife, you were created by God with the ability to feed your husband's ego in a healthy manner. How? By respecting him and honoring him. There's nothing more dangerous in a marriage than disrespect. When a man doesn't feel respected, he will either rebel against you, remove himself, or become passive. God has given two simple rules for building a successful marriage. The first is for husbands to love their wives, and the second is for wives to respect their husbands. And you know what? When you operate by God's rules, you get God's results. So, if you want God's best in your marriage and His blessing at home, start doing things His way. Okay? That's the word for you today.